You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 271, Jesus, the Rock, today's challenge. Peter can't be the rock in Matthew 16:18 because God is the rock, Isaiah 51:1. Further, Peter describes Jesus as a stone, 1 Peter 2:4-8. Therefore, Jesus must be the rock. Today's defense. This challenge does not understand the way metaphors work. Isaiah is referring to Abraham as the rock from which you were hewn, but even if he were referring to God, there's nothing about this passage that indicates only God can be described as a rock. If only God could be described as a rock, then Jesus could not have given Simon Bar-Jonah the nickname Cephas, or Peter, or Rock. John 1:42, Matthew 16:18. The fact Jesus bestows this nickname means that the metaphor of a rock can be used to refer to non-divine individuals. So we must ask, what metaphor is being used in any given passage? When Peter refers to Jesus as a living stone, he uses the normal Greek word for stone, lithos. The fact that he uses this rather than Petra or Petros, see day 282, indicates a different metaphor is being used than when he gave Peter his nickname. Metaphors are not just used in a single way. Protestant scholar D.A. Carson notes, "The objection that Peter considers Jesus the rock is insubstantial because metaphors are commonly used variously till they become stereotyped, and sometimes even then. Here, in Matthew 16:18, Jesus builds his church. In 1 Corinthians 3:10, Paul is an expert builder. In 1 Corinthians 3:11, Jesus is the church's foundation. In Ephesians 2:19-20, the apostles and prophets are the foundation. See also Revelation 21:14, and Jesus is the cornerstone. Here, Peter has the keys. In Revelation 1:18 and 3:7, Jesus has the keys. In John 9:5, Jesus is the light of the world. In Matthew 5:14, his disciples are. None of these pairs threatens Jesus' uniqueness. They simply show how metaphors must be interpreted primarily with reference to their immediate contexts, the Expositor's Bible Commentary on Matthew 16:18. Carson also notes, in this passage, Jesus is the builder of the church, and it would be a strange mixture of metaphors that also sees him within the same clauses as its foundation. The challenge thus uses a simplistic understanding of how metaphors work and forces metaphors used elsewhere in Scripture into the text of Matthew 16:18.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com. Or head over to Catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.